Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back to The Wire, and it's a new year and City Counselling is back, so you can tune in every week to hear all about what our councillors are getting up to in Tāmaki Makaurau. So this week, I spoke to Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson, and if you're like me and use the bus, Auckland Transport's reduced services affected many of us returning to work this week, and there's been some calls for public transport schedules to return to normal. So I spoke to Shane Henderson about his plans to increase transport choices for West Auckland residents. But we did start off our interview by just catching up on what Shane got up to over the New Year's break. So, I mean, just first of all, it's the New Year. We were just talking about that. So Happy New Year. Do you just want to catch our listeners up on, did you get up to anything exciting over the summer that you could tell us about?
That I can tell you about. Nothing too exciting, really. I'm 34 now. I've got two young kids, so I don't really have a lot of parties and big fun times over summer, but I did get some really wholesome family fun activity all around the city, and just checking out all of Auckland's really cool spaces, like our beaches and things like that, which is, yeah, the best way to spend the summer, I reckon, especially when you've got young kids. So that's kind of what I did.
Oh, you know, absolutely, and that sounds great. It was good to get out for the summer. So I wanted to talk to you today about this week in particular. Public services like buses and trains have been running on reduced services. Could you tell us a bit about how this has impacted your constituents in West Auckland?
Yeah, it's the number one issue for my constituents in West Auckland at the moment, just how to get to work and how to see friends and family and stuff all over the city without having to get in your private vehicle and drive. And it's kind of the future that our city should be, is public transport being more and more accessible and reliable for people. But recently it's been really tough because we've had these reduced services and people are trying to get back to work. And I'll have so many people complaining, and rightly so, about how they're getting to work and missing buses and buses being full. It's been a bit of chaos, and hopefully it will normalise as the services improve again over the next few weeks.
Yeah, and like you said, many people have raised concerns, including Auckland councillors, for these services to return to normal. AT's now added some added times at peak, additional services at peak times. They said they're going to add more as needed, but do you think that we need more services now? Is what we're running on now enough to meet the demand that is being called for?
Yeah, we need more services now, and it's not just in terms of meeting the demand for people getting to work, and that's a big issue, but also one of the justifications for our reduced services has actually been COVID, and I can't think of a worse situation for public health than crowded buses full of people at a time when people need to socially distance and need to kind of feel safe and comfortable. And so I think that we should be putting back these services as quick as we can, and I just want to shout out to Council Health for leading that issue. I think we've had an unintended effect in terms of reducing our services for COVID. I don't think that that's worked, to be honest, and I think we need to bring them back in.
Yeah, and outside of COVID, there has been calls, particularly from West Auckland residents, for additional train and bus routes. Do you have any plans, or have you been advocating for any routes to be added there?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently in West Auckland, we have zero rapid transit bus networks in Waitakere, and that's a situation where, you know, places like Central Auckland have 15, and I know we'll have listeners from all across Auckland, and many of them, no matter where they live, will kind of feel that their services need improvement, and I totally get that. But in West Auckland, our buses are... the frequency is not good enough, really, and a lot of key routes, so places like Te Atu South, Te Atu Peninsula, and that's not even touching on Massey in the northwest, where they don't have trains, they have buses that are not frequent enough, and we wonder why people are driving to work. We need to provide alternative options for people so they can actually make that choice, and a lot of people do work in the city, do work in major transport centres where they can just jump on buses, but the bus network's not good enough.
Yeah, and one of the issues that Auckland Transport has highlighted in the, I guess you could call it an apology this week, was that they have a shortage of drivers, and that's currently impacting the amount of services they can run. So do you have any plans for increasing different types of transport choices like bike lanes for West Auckland in particular?
Yeah, we've got the Northwestern Pathway along meeting the West Auckland community in some parts of it, and that's really great. The key now is actually how do you link to these really awesome pathways that we have? We have huge gaps in the network where actually it's quite dangerous to take your bike, and you need to be able to account for your entire network if you can use it as a commuting option. So we've got to fill those gaps through places like Henderson North and things like that, you know, and Massey again, places where if you can get on the Northwestern Pathway, things are great, and I'm lucky enough to live next to it. But a lot of people can't actually get there, and that's one of the big issues for us. I sort of liken it to transport poverty. So it doesn't matter how much money is in your bank account. If you live in West Auckland, then you're in transport poverty. You're in a deficit where you're spending a lot more time away from your family.
And last year we talked a little bit about Auckland Council's plans to improve transport services. What can people in West Auckland potentially look forward to, or just in the Auckland region in general? Can you remind us some of the things that that has set out to do?
Yeah, so just in line with the fact that we don't have any rapid transit bus services in West Auckland, we're going to increase the frequency for major areas. And yeah, like I said, we can rely on it. You don't need to check the timetable in a place with rapid transit services. You can just rock up to your bus stop and one will be along soon. And that is the future that we're arguing for in West Auckland. We're also doing things like investing in the Faux Pathway, which is essentially walking and cycling commuter route along the Faux River. So it takes in places like Tier 2 South, Glendene, all the way through to New Lynn. And that is going to be an absolutely gorgeous thing and a very popular thing, which will take cars off the road as well. And it's a much more pleasant commute for those areas. So those are some of the things. I could probably talk all day about the sort of things that we need and some of the things that we're finding. But I think those are some of the key issues that we're arguing for right now.
Great. Well, that was actually all the questions I had for today, unless there was anything else you wanted to add.
With COVID continuing to rage around the world, we need to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, our physical and our mental health. So just keeping that in mind.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.